Earlier this month, the proportion of British Columbians who think crime and public safety is the most important issue facing the province reached 14% in a survey conducted by research company and Glacier Media. This places crime and public safety ahead of the economy or the environment in the minds of residents, but lower than housing or healthcare. Our 2023 survey outlines a consistent growth in concerns, but no movement on personal impact. Just under 3 in 5 British Columbians, 59%, told us that the level of criminal activity in their community has increased over the past 4 years. This represents an 8-point jump since 2021. Negative perceptions about public safety are currently more prevalent in Vancouver Island, 63%, Southern BC, also 63%, and the Fraser Valley, 62%. When we asked British Columbians if they feared becoming a victim of crime in their community in 2018, 29% expressed this anxiety, a great deal, or a fair amount. The proportion rose to 40% in 2019, 42% in 2020, 48% in both 2021 and 2022, and 52% this month. In 2019, 31% told us they would feel unsafe walking alone in their own neighborhood after dark. On this question, there is also an increase, though it's not as dramatic, 30% in 2020, 33% in 2021, 34% in 2022 and 36% in 2023. The undeniable rise in public sentiment on these issues is not accompanied by significant movement when we ask British Columbians if, over the past 4 years, they have been the victims of a crime, such as an assault or a car break-in. Only 18% of British Columbians have had to report a crime to the police, consistent with the results of the previous 5 surveys, between 17% and 20%. When British Columbians ponder the factors that are to blame, a great deal, for the current situation regarding crime and public safety in their community, addiction and mental health issues always garner the most mentions, reaching 59% this year, up 8 points from 2022. More than a third of residents also blame gangs and the illegal drug trade, 41%, up 4 points, an inadequate court system, 39%, up 7 points, and poverty and inequality, 34%, up 2 points. Fewer point to other factors, such as a perceived lack of values and improper education for youth, 28%, up 1 point, a bad economy and unemployment, 22%, down 2 points, insufficient policing and a lack of resources to combat crime, 22%, unchanged, and immigrants and minorities, 11%, up 3 points. Police resources have always been among the bottom 3 of the 8 factors that we track. The situation is different when British Columbians analyze the legal system. Perceptions that the courts are a major problem in crime prevention are up markedly. British Columbians also appear to be open to new ideas. In July 2022, the province's residents were divided on whether a province-wide police force was worth establishing. This month, 51% support this idea, up 12 points in less than a year. Our survey exemplifies an enormous complexity for governments and parties in opposition. Even if the proportion of residents who have not had to report a crime has remained at or above 80% since 2018, 2 items reached their highest levels in 6 years. The notion that criminal activity has increased at 59%, and the fear of becoming a victim of crime at 52%. Pointing to statistics that show little movement on actual crime does little to appease residents who are anxious. Since 2018, we can see a 21-point jump in the proportion of British Columbians who feel criminal activity in their community has increased. In the spotlight of a campaign, emotion can be more powerful than reality. Mario Canseco is president of Research Co. Results are based on an online study conducted from May 14 to 16, among 800 adults in BC. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.